I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, June 17th. A person cleaning a gun was not hurt when the gun accidentally went off in Quincy last night. Police were called to Presidential Drive just before 7:30 last night on a report of an accidental discharge of a firearm. Officials say one round accidentally fired when the owner was cleaning the gun. The gun owner's license to carry a firearm and ammunition were seized. The matter remains under investigation. The Quincy Planning Board recently approved two new developments. The board voted in favor of a new 215-unit apartment building on Hancock Street in Quincy Center. LBC Developers will put up the five-story building along the block of buildings that currently house Napoli Pizza and some other businesses. There will also be some street-level retail space and a 65-space parking garage within the new building. And the board also approved 44 new condos to be built along Bennett Lane off Independence Avenue near the Quincy Adams T station. The Affordable Housing Trust will have to approve both projects, and the Bennett Lane project needs approval from the Zoning Board and the MBTA. The Planning Board continued a hearing regarding a proposal for a new apartment building at the site of the former Imperial Terrace restaurant on C Street until August 3rd. A Boston man is charged with selling drugs in the parking lot of the Home Depot on Center Street in Quincy. Police say 22-year-old William Florimont was selling fentanyl, methamphetamine, and cocaine with a street value of $20,000 on Wednesday. Quincy Police Drug Control Unit was investigating complaints of drug dealing when they arrested Florimont. Officers seized the drugs and $1,500 in cash. Florimont faces drug trafficking charges in Quincy District Court. Police say he has a previous conviction for drug trafficking out of Suffolk Superior Court. Florimont is what police called a mid-level dealer. They say his arrest will disrupt the flow of illegal drugs on the South Shore. In a drug bust conducted by multiple Boston area agencies this week, officers said they recovered a massive amount of a lethal drug. Happened Tuesday afternoon. Officers executed a search warrant in the area of East Cottage Street in Dorchester. 50-year-old Ruben Mercado was arrested after officers recovered fentanyl as part of the search warrant. The search was conducted by officers assigned to the District B2 Drug Control Unit in Roxbury, as well as the South Shore Drug Task Force, Braintree and Randolph Police, and the DEA Strike Force. Officers recovered about 1,650 grams of fentanyl in the search. 2 milligrams can be lethal depending on a person's body size. Cell phones, digital scales, a Sentry safe, jewelry, and over $400 in cash was also recovered in the search. Mercado is charged with trafficking Class A drugs and will be arraigned in Roxbury District Court. Well, Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott will be hosting his first Summer Safety Fest Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Marymount Beach in Quincy. The event will include children's games, touch a truck, and public safety information. Non-perishable food will also be collected to be distributed to needy families throughout Norfolk County. Other events are planned across Norfolk County in July and August. Now, travelers heading to or from Logan Airport yesterday spent a significant amount of time either waiting on planes for a gate or waiting inside the airport terminal for the delayed flight to depart. The FAA placed Boston in what's known as a traffic management program for arriving flights and was delaying departures for over an hour due to thunderstorms across parts of the Northeast. The bulletin also cited Delta gate issues and surface congestion for the delays. The flight tracking website Flight Radar 24 showed several inbound Delta flights diverting to Providence, Detroit, Baltimore, and Norfolk, Virginia. Additionally, flights bound for New York City were delayed between 2 and 3 hours due to the weather. Despite plans to the contrary, the Sumner Tunnel will be open this weekend for travel. MassDOT specified the tunnel would be open for the Juneteenth holiday weekend travel. Juneteenth is this Sunday, but many people have Monday off as a result. MassDOT said the swing lane in the tunnel will reopen 5 a.m. on Tuesday. MassDOT had planned to close the tunnel to East Boston and Logan Airport this weekend as part of its restoration project, which will fix the overhead arch, overhaul the deteriorating road service, and install new lights. The plan was to close the tunnel every weekend for 36 weeks to allow construction on the 88-year-old tunnel, except on holiday weekends, given that the tunnel is the most direct route to Logan Airport. Project will eventually require the tunnel to be closed 7 days a week, beginning next May and ending next September. Most weekends, the tunnel will close from 11 p.m. Friday to 5 a.m. Monday. Electricity prices are expected to spike for New England customers this summer, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. The administration said it expects electricity prices in the Northeast, including New England, will exceed $100 per megawatt hour between June and August. That's up from an average of about $50 per megawatt hour last summer. The administration expects the average residential electrical bill to increase 11% over last year. Eversource expects an increase of more than $11 for the average customer. A car crashed into a Donald Trump merchandise store in Easton yesterday. The driver, a man from Raynham, was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Happened at the New England for Trump store on Route 138 at about 5 p.m. The employee working at the time was not hurt. Surveillance video shows the 2015 Jetta crashing through the front window and stopping about 20 feet into the store. Crash is under investigation. Check of business news this morning, and stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow dropped 741 points. NASDAQ fell 453, and the S&P lost 123. Asian markets mostly lower after Wall Street fell on fears interest rate hikes will depress global economic activity. The dollar is up, the euro is down, oil at $117 a barrel. And sports. Celtics season comes to an end last night as they lose to Golden State 103-90 in the NBA Finals. The Warriors take the series 4-2. The Red Sox lost to Oakland 4-3. They will host St. Louis at Fenway tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, some hazy sunshine with afternoon and evening thunderstorms and a high of 85. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 63. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high of 68. Scattered showers possible Sunday, high 64. And then sunny 75 on Monday. With a boater, waves about 2 feet. Southwesterly winds could gust to 20 knots. And a high tide at 2:40 p.m. Sun rose at 5:06, sets at 8:22. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, June 17th.